Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back, 17 till the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and we're celebrating our 17th anniversary week, kicking off our 17th anniversary week this week. That, you know what that means? That means that we're just a little bit more obnoxious than usual this week as we celebrate the 17th anniversary of the show, the 15th anniversary of our newsletter, which we have not missed an issue in since 1999, a Sunday afternoon issue. So those are two milestones. And the reason, folks, why I make a big deal out of this week every year is not just to be excited for myself and my organization, which I am, and our sponsors, like our good friends Insperity, who've been with us for 10 years, but to help you understand the importance of a milestone, the importance of celebrating milestones, recognizing milestones, letting your customers know about milestones. Jay Minks is the Executive Vice President of Sales and Marketing at Insperity. Jay, when you have a customer, when you have a vendor that you do business with, or a company that you do business with locally for your personal business, you like seeing them say, hey, we've been in business 10 years. You like seeing that, don't you?
Well, I know what it means to say that. It means a lot to people. Say you've been in business 10 years or 5 years, pick a number. I was struck, you know, when I first started going up to Chicago and to see businesses up there that are 100 years old. You know, uh-huh. It's like, wow. Coming from Texas, you don't see that very often. But I think you celebrate all the success that you have. Based on the degree, of course. But you know, you never want to miss out, because there's many times that we have an opportunity to thank our employees and the folks that we work with.
Mm-hmm. Customers.
Hey, we appreciate you.
Thank you, customers,
absolutely.
For 10 great years. I mean, absolutely. Whatever the milestone is. But I always worry that small business owners think that people might think they're bragging. Well, heck yeah, you're bragging. And you know what? Yeah. You know what Dizzy Dean said? It ain't, if you can do it, it ain't bragging.
That's exactly right.
Hey, Jay, I want to switch over and talk about another topic, because you run a national sales organization and you do it well. And you guys have done a lot of things to make sure your sales organization is making the transition, you know, fully into the 21st century, fully into the way the new expectations customers have out there. You've been doing a lot of that. I'd like for you to share some of the things that would be pertinent to any small business out there with a small sales organization.
Well, you know, we spend a lot of time together, Jim, talking about this word relevancy, and what we've established over the last really 12 to 18 months is, as we're out developing new prospects, we're really asking ourselves, how do we become relevant to that person? And that's a whole different approach than just saying, go make a phone call or go knock on doors or whatever. Mm-hmm. And it's much more productive, by the way, as we've seen it roll out. But then it's the discipline to follow that. There's always a tendency to fall back into bad habits, and that's what management has to do. Management has to be there to make sure that, first of all, you have visibility into what's going on. Secondarily, you have an influence on making it happen the way that you believe it should happen, or you've all agreed that it should happen.
Well, exactly, and I like what you just said, and I think it bears landing on it for a second, and that is the discipline thing, because relevance, finding relevance, and coming at the customer from that angle is a little bit longer process than just walking up and knocking on the door and saying, hi, I'm Jim, how do you like me so far?
Yeah.
And so it takes a little more time, a little more patience, a little more discipline, and when you have to infuse that extra time and discipline in there, that means that you get really nervous about your monthly budget that's right now, don't you?
Yeah, and that's the part that's
the management part, isn't it?
Well, exactly right. Everybody's got to be on board from the management side. If you got a rogue people that are trying to do it their own way and beating people up to perform when it's not according to the prescription that we feel like is the best, then then we find those sins out too. So it does take discipline in the sense that you have to believe in the end game, Jim. You can't ever operate a sales organization unless you believe in the end game. Because if you don't believe in the end game, then everything in between gets all squirreled up.
Mm-hmm.
Because everyone's thinking about something different. But if you believe in the end game, if you believe in your system to bring on clients, to bring on customers, then that should keep you or help keep you to stay on that course that you've established to get to that end game.
Mm-hmm. Well, exactly.
So many people go crazy on it.
Well, and this the new marketplace, and this thing that I call the age of the customer is a marathon. You're not running a sprint. You know, when you and I started out, Jay, decades ago, selling was kind of a sprint. You walked up, hi, I'm Jim. Hi, I'm Jay. How you like me so far? What are you selling? I'm selling this. Okay, let me come in here and let me see if I want to buy that from you. Yeah, I think I will or I won't. And you know, in 20 minutes you're gone, right? And it's not like that anymore. Especially no. B2B. That's what we're talking about primarily, folks. Right, Jay?
Yeah, absolutely. I described it as the difficulty of dealing with a business owner because there's been some silver-tongued devil coming there before you, and they're selling a piece of equipment that's still sitting out in the shop, and they're making payments on it.
Mm-hmm.
So you've got to overcome that cynicism.
Mm-hmm.
And the way you do that is building relevancy and demonstrating that you care about the success of the business that you're trying to make a customer out of.
Yep. Contribute first, contract second. If you remember that, folks, that's the essence of this thing we're talking about. Contribute first, contract second. I promise you it will pay dividends long term, but it does take discipline. And you've seen that in your organization, folks. That's how he's doing this. His sales organization is dedicated to what he's talking about, and they're seeing it happen. Quick break, right back with Jay Meeks. We're going to talk about Obamacare because as an organization, as a human resources services and resource organization, Obamacare is a big part of their world. He's going to give us his thoughts on that.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.